Talk to a certain type of person, and you're guaranteed to hear all about ancient Roman infrastructure. Ooh, roads! Wow, aqueducts! Man alive, roads that are also aqueducts. But what about unancient Roman infrastructure? Today's Rome is home to nearly 3 million people, putting it in the same ballpark as other European cities with metro maps like this or this. And it's about as dense as Istanbul, whose map looks like this. So why, then, does Rome's look like this? Well, turns out those beloved aqueducts are part of the problem. See, this land has been populated by humans for almost 3,000 years, with legend dating the city back to 713 BCE. Much has happened since then, including a lot of sacking, pillaging, and burning. And in the olden days, the people of Rome wouldn't truck out all the debris and rebuild. They'd level the land and build a new city directly on top of the old one. The result? Modern-day Rome sits on a 29-layer cake of artifacts that runs about 5 to 10 meters deep and thousands of years back. In some places, you can find ancient roads as little as half a banana below the surface. In others, you can dig down 100 feet, or about 30 meters, and find artifacts of the Pleistocene Age. So when you start digging subway tunnels, you're almost guaranteed to hit, say, a historically significant aqueduct, or the Diocletian baths complete with a gym, library, and sculpture garden. Or, just to throw a number at the wall, 40,000 other things just in the vicinity of this one station. So how have they possibly handled it all? Rome first broke ground on its metro in 1937, with dreams of Line B connecting this main train station to the site of an upcoming expo in 42. But I hope I'm pronouncing this right, World War stopped both the train and the expo in their unbuilt tracks. Line B didn't open until 1955, and in 1971, the New York Times wrote that Line A might not be in operation until, quote, 1975 or later, which was spot on because it opened in 1980. But don't blame the artifacts for those delays. People haven't always been so precious about those. In fact, workers building Line B just excavated soil like nothing was there, then dumped everything, artifacts and all, somewhere else, which got very confusing for archaeologists who found it later. They even clipped the foundation of the Colosseum while tunneling, and everyone was like, okay. But Line C, the third line to be built, which that Times article said would be built in the 80s, then got planned for 2000, and which is still under construction in 2024, is a different story. See, by the time ground broke on Line C, there were laws governing how you had to deal with historically significant artifacts, and laws that deemed basically all of central Rome historically significant. So now digging any subway tunnels there isn't just a project for city planners and civil engineers, it has to involve archaeologists. But in theory, these people should all get along fine. After all, they all just want to dig big holes, but they want to spend very different amounts of time with the dirt that comes out of said holes, so they've had to do a lot of compromising. First off, they agreed to put the tunnels, the part the trains would actually travel through, deep enough to not touch anything in the historical layer cake. That means that tons of the dirt that builders would displace could be guaranteed artifact-free since the dirt predates human settlements. However, you can't just have trains running in little circles under a city. You need to be able to get in and out of them, and stations, entrances, ventilation shafts, and emergency exits invariably have to traverse the cake. Archaeologists were granted the ability to pre-screen all those cake-cutting sites and change the plans depending on what they found. The pre-dig at Piazza Venezia turned up what people thought might be Rome's oldest university, so that station got slightly moved out of its way. For a station by the Largo di Torre Argentina, home to ruins of the place they stabbed Caesar, and, unrelatedly, a cat sanctuary, the archaeological pre-screen turned up even more ruins than anyone thought were there, so they scrapped the station entirely. But for stations that don't get scrapped, construction starts with archaeologists excavating the site by hand, over 100 Big Ben clock towers worth of dirt in total. It's a painstaking process, but a necessary one if you don't want some big honking digging machines to destroy a bunch of ancient Roman artifacts. They take pictures and documents where they found every single thing they turn up, after which said things meet one of three possible fates. Option 1. Destruction. Yeah, I was a little surprised that this was an option, but stuff that doesn't seem to be all that special or valuable gets destroyed. I couldn't find the method here, so let's say TNT. Option 2, off-site preservation. This means getting preserved at a museum or something like that. However, Rome is quite low on museum space given, you know. But in an effort to find homes for more of their finds, they designed four of the stations on Line C to be, quote, archaeostations, i.e. combination subway station museums to show off all the cool stuff they found while building the line. One of them, San Giovanni, is already open and is laid out similar to the Great Roman Layer Cake, with the older artifacts on display on the lower floors. But what if you find something big? While excavating the Porta Matronia Sea Line Station, they found a 39-room complex laying just 2 giraffes below street level, which appeared to be barracks from Emperor Hadrian's army. Nearby, they found the commander's house, which had 14 rooms of its own, a courtyard, a fountain, a bathhouse, floor marble, and fresco paintings. In terms of square footage, this place was larger than half of White House, meaning, by my math, it could easily fetch almost 10 million euros in Rome's competitive real estate market. But instead of becoming an investment property for the worst people in the world, those barracks and the house are experiencing option 3, preservation in place, where the station incorporates the discovered ruins into their design. In this case, the barracks layouts are being integrated into the plan for the station, and travelers will be able to wander between its rooms before they get on a train. Obviously, all this gets expensive. In fact, earlier in Line C's construction, it cost over $375 million to build a given mile in the city station, which is a ton of money, as long as you don't look up how much it costs per mile to build 3 stops on the Q line in New York. And if you can believe it, there are plans to keep extending Line C and even build a Line D, and I'm very excited to make a video about all that, presumably in the year 2068. And hey, if you find yourself going to Rome anytime soon, or just leaving the house, you might want to check out this video's sponsor, Bellroy. They create the best stuff for carrying other stuff, making a name for themselves by redesigning wallets from the ground up, creating these sleek, intuitive designs that are built to last. And they've expanded to bags, slings, totes, phone cases, and travel pouches that all follow these same design philosophies. I travel a lot for work, and something as simple as having the right bag can make the whole experience so much easier. I use their tech kit to organize my wires when I fly, and I'm never going back. Instead of digging through my bag to find the right cable and the right battery whenever I need to charge my phone, I know exactly where to find everything. Best of all, every single accessory that Bellroy makes is great for the environment. From recycled nylon to eco-tanned leather, Bellroy takes the environmental impacts of all of their materials more seriously than any other accessory manufacturer I've ever encountered, even going as far as to develop their own sustainable materials when others wouldn't cut it. If you want to see what Bellroy has to offer, I can't recommend them enough. And if you use our link, you can get 10% off anything on their website, plus you'll be supporting Half as Interesting while you're at it.